Welcome, everybody. Share number 1364 in the writing. It's share number 516516. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the halachas of Negovasa, when one has to wash their hands and so on. We're talking a little bit about the bracha of Asher Yotzar also while we're at it. So the question is in reference to the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Is how much is the shear? In other words, how much a person goes to use the bathroom, gesunt hate, right, to relieve themselves? What is the shear? Like, in order whereby I have to make an Asher Yotzar, or is there a shear? So, in other words, is there a minimum amount which one has, which actually has to come out in order for one to be obligated? There should be an obligation for a person to say the bracha of Asher Yotzar. That's the question. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that there's taka no shear. There's no minimum amount. When one uses the bathroom, the Shulchan Aruch tells us straight out that when one uses the bathroom in order to have the obligation of reciting the bracha of Asher Yotzar, there's taka no shear. And even on one drop, the person will say it was only even one drop. Even on one drop, right? Bezrus Hashem Gizun Tehid, one drop, a person is obligated to make a Asher Yotzar. That's all. So what's the reason for that, right? Why one drop, two drops? I mean, where do we draw the line? So the reason is, if Chas v'Shalom, Rachman al-Islan, one would be unable to give out that one drop, then the person would be in big physical trouble, as we know, right? We all, the person, Rachman al-Islan, has problem going to the bathroom. It's a major, major problem. So, therefore, whatever we go to the bathroom, whatever we could give out, gesunt hayt, we're obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to relieve ourselves, right? Even one drop and whatever amount it might be. Now, when reciting the bracha, so that's as far as the minimum. There is no minimum. Person goes to the bathroom, something comes out, they have to say, they have to make an Asher Yotzar. Now, when reciting the bracha of Asher Yotzar, one should be extremely careful. A separate thing that when reciting the bracha of Asher Yotzar, one should be extremely careful to concentrate on every word and to think about what they are actually saying. It's a very important thing. People shouldn't just shoot off the Asher Yotzar. Just give it a little bit of time. It's such we're so lucky, Baruch Hashem, person's able to go, Rachman al-Islan, Nebuch, the people who have problems in this area, Rachman al-Islan, it should never happen. So some people try to look, there are some people actually trying to look inside to read a card, to read the bracha of Asher Yotzar from a card. Some people do it from a siddur. Some people have a sign on the wall. I actually once had a Talmud Chacham come to my house. It was interesting. As soon as he came out of the bathroom, that's it. He right away took out the card. The card was in his wallet. You know, so people have it, a little card in the wallet. Some people have on the wall. They stop and read it from the wall. Again, is it an obligation? You must read it from a card? No, you don't have to read it from a card, but a person should be careful to do at least, you know, one thing is for sure, which is an obligation. You're not allowed to be doing anything when you're making an Asher Yotzar or any other bracha for that matter, right? Not even to be walking. A person should be careful. You know, some people, they make Asher Yotzar on their way out. They're not thinking, whatever, they're running out. They'll zip off an Asher Yotzar. No, it shouldn't be like this. Just stop. Takes the whole thing 30 seconds, 45 seconds, right? The longer the better, right? And concentrate on the words that you're saying. And that's the whole story. It's not, you're not sitting there for a half hour making an Asher Yotzar. Just to concentrate is such an important bracha. And if you go through every word, the kavim, chalulim, chalulim, the insides of the body, all the human, it's baffling, it's breathtaking when a person thinks about what goes on inside of the human body, how everything has to work in conjunction with everything else. Otherwise, Rachman al-Islan, the person, that's it. You know what I mean? So a person has to be very, very careful. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the probably one of the biggest sifim, it brings down the entire Asher Yotzar and goes through, the Mechaber goes through the various different things that we have to think about when we say Asher Yotzar. I'm not going to go through everything right now, but it's kedai to look into. It's kedai to look into when a person has a chance over there in the Shulchan Aruch. And actually, it's in Simin Vav. Our halachas of Negavas is in Simin Dalet. The Asher Yotzar is brought down. The Mamish, he goes through. The Mechaber goes through line by line. Simin Vav. And he goes through the beautiful wonders. Like I said, we're not going through right now, but be it as it may, a person should take time and be very, very extremely careful with this bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.